on CFRC. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River is my home.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the second hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. We're just sitting on the other side of the 9 o'clock hour here this morning. And I'd like to just remind y'all that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. As I welcome y'all back into the program here this morning, I'd like to send out some birthday wishes to Miss Connie Smith of the Grand Ole Opry, who celebrates her 83rd birthday this past Wednesday, the 14th of August. So, from Connie Smith, we have a double feature. First, we'll start with her 1960s era classic, none other than Once a Day. And then we'll wrap up with a song which Connie just recently recorded and released on her latest album, and it's none other than The Other Side of You. With that, I'd like to say good morning to my listeners and welcome you all into the second hour. Good morning, friends.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would forget you, for I thought then I never could. But time has taken all the pains away. Until now, I'm down to hurting once a day, once a day. Secret side of you, and the things they said that you and her were doing makes it seem you're a man I never knew. An introduction to the other side. Some things I never knew. Now all at once, it seems as I listened to the ones who know you better, and the things they said about you hurt me bad. But I told myself that they could be mistaken, but still I can't forget the things they said. Some things I never knew. Now all at once, it seems you are a stranger, since I've been introduced to the other side of you. Yes, I've been introduced to the other side of you.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree, and as we welcome our very special furry mascot, Simbush the Wonder Husky, to our program this morning, it's once again time to welcome Simbush with her top picks. As I welcome her this morning, she has her top picks of this week's tribute artist, none other than the legendary and very dear friend of ours, Tom Wilson. So that mentioned, let's remember the golden age of the radio in the Leeds County area of Ontario and play three selections which were taken from Tom's old radio program back in the 1960s. First, we'll hear from a classic titled Take My Ring From Your Finger. Then we'll follow with another live version of an all-time favorite titled Soldier Boy from Tennessee. And we'll come back with a 2005 era song titled The Hillbilly Hotel. Now this was a later recording, but it's just as good as the 1960s. Or, as they say, everything gets better with age, so it might be even better. With that, I'd like to thank Simbush for her contribution to this morning's program. Welcome you all in. Good morning, friends.
I'm glad I finally found you in his arms, dear. For at last my position I can see. When I found you in his arms, dear, you were crying. But that's more than you ever did for me. You have found the one you love. It'll make them say wee wee. That soldier boy from Tennessee. Hey, let's go down to the old hillbilly hotel. We're having a party and everybody's feeling swell. Now here's the guy that starts the fun. Hold your hats, it's Ron McMahon. Swear by the stars up above you, there never will be any other. I'll love you forever and ever. Now who's that guy with the flat top Martin? Why, it must be Ralph Carlson. You get three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. That's where my hard-earned money goes, and I spend all my time. I run in there on every trip, 8 days out of nine, to get three plays for a quarter and one play for a dime. Now the happy wanderers are right in the middle. Here's Graham Townsend and his fiddle. At the bar, here's old Tom Wilson and his Western All-Star. I was born beside that river, that mighty river, that rolling river. I was born beside that river, and the St. Lawrence River my home. Or do you see the sunshine on the river, that mighty river, that rolling river? And you see the moonbeams on the river. It's the sight to fill your heart. It's the sight to fill your heart.
It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels.
Hi, folks. This is Bobby Wright, son of the queen of country music, Miss Kitty Wells.
Hello. This is Sue Sturdivant, daughter of the Queen of Country Music, Kitty Wells, and Johnny Wright.
And you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock.
On the Wayback Country Jamboree. Keep listening.
This is what country music should sound like.
That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time of the program to welcome our very special little member of our program and morning team. However little she may be, she makes it up in a great personality, and that is none other than our little pal, Gunny the Dash Hound. Gunny has her all-time weekly favorites this morning. With her that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to the songs that Tom Wilson also recorded, but not only recorded, but also wrote during his time in country music and bluegrass music. In this celebration to Tom Wilson's 87th birthday, with that, let's share the following songs with y'all. Let's begin with Tom's tribute that he wrote to fiddle player Johnny Woods, and it'll be a classic called The Fiddle Man. Then I'll follow with My Old Leeds County Home. I'll wrap up this morning with another all-time favorite that Tom wrote and recorded titled Blue Mountain Blues. With that, I'd like to thank Gunny for her contribution to this morning's program and say good morning to all my listeners out there in radio world. Welcome in, friends.
Thank you. country moon. Lord, I'm gonna be there soon, heading for my old East County home.
Country Jamboree. Stay tuned.
Who lost the hope to find a better day? Who wrote the words written on the
And now, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome our very special interview guest of honor onto the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show, and our second part of a great interview with none other than our dearest friend in country music and bluegrass music, Mr. Tom Wilson. Now, during this part of the interview, we will share stories about the late, great Ralph Carlson, as well as Tom's fiddle player, Johnny Woods. So with that, it brings me great honor to welcome to the Wayback Country Jamboree in this second part of a three-part visit, none other than our dear friend and Brockville's own Tom Wilson. Worked with the legendary Ralph Carlson, and you were telling me some good stories about him over the years. We've been friendship for. Would you tell us a little bit about your history with Ralph?
Well, I met Ralph in 1966. We were both recording for Rodeo Records.
Yes.
Down in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And we got together at a jamboree that they put on at Smith Falls, I think it was. And I don't know, Ralph and I just kind of clicked. We could have been competitors, but we weren't. We just fit together, you know.
Yes.
And he was a great guy. He was a terrific talent. But also, he was fanatical about being a Canadian, and he wanted to have Ottawa could have been Nashville North.
For sure, yes, it could have been.
And unfortunately, the radio stations and stuff just didn't get the, they just keep thinking that Ottawa is the capital of Canada, and it's got to be a high tone.
I see.
And you read the same thing about Nashville.
Nashville, yes, I was going to say
the people, the original people down there didn't like, they thought it was hillbilly.
Hillbilly,
you know?
If and, I may say, yes, yes.
And they want, as a matter of fact, the Grand Ole Opry was a kind of a title that was a joke on the fact that most of the time, they played opera music.
Yes.
On WSM.
Mm-hmm.
And Judge Hayes said, well, tonight we're going to have some grand old opera, you know.
Yes, exactly.
That's where the name came from.
Yes.
But anyway, getting back to Ralph, he had a wonderful recording studio of his own, which was called Snowcan.
Okay, he owned that, did he? Yes.
He recorded all the local guys and many, many big-time outfits. He had a wonderful operation there. But again, if you don't get the local backup, you've got to have, you know, the Ottawa Chamber of Commerce and people like that, they back the silliest attraction sometimes.
They do, yes.
But they didn't really get behind Ralph and those guys, you know.
I see.
It was a tragedy. But he certainly was a wonderful, wonderful entertainer. I actually bought a guitar off him at one point.
Yes.
And, we did all. We used to go over to the States and do interviews with Barbara Heller.
Okay, yes. I've heard you mention her before, yes.
And we traveled. Ralph often appeared at some of our festivals, like up at Stone Mills, New York, as the MC.
Yes.
And of course, he would get up and do a few tunes. And he had another thing he had was a great outfit, a bluegrass night at the Cedars in Barrhaven. In Ottawa.
Okay.
And that place was packed every time when you couldn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go there and appear with him, and also my band played there a few times. We were just like Ralph and I were working
like
together.
Like brothers, as I say, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I see, yes.
Here we are again with Ralph Carlson coming in for another number. This one was recorded originally by Merle Haggard, and Ralph does a mighty fine job on it. Little thing called Swingin' Doors.
Ah, this old smoke-filled fire is something I'm not used to. But I gave up my home to see
person there, the telephone call man, as Ron McMahon calls him, but Ralph has been very kind to come down here this afternoon and do our show with us, and we certainly appreciate it, because here's a boy that's really going to hit the top in Canada, and we hope across the line as well, Ralph. This one gets right down into the States, so we'll make a dent in the border today a little bit.
And another one you worked with in your own band was the late, great Johnny Wood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there again, I put him up against any fiddle player in Canada, for sure. Mm-hmm. And that means in the world.
Yes.
Because as far as real fiddle players go, you know, we have some of the greatest ones here.
Out of the valley, and, especially, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Johnny's father played with us at one time, and he introduced me to Don Messer.
Oh, did he? Yes. So you met Don. Yeah.
They were friends. He and Don Messer.
Mm-hmm.
So Johnny recorded a lot of good material, and we put out an album of his back in the 80s.
Yes.
Which was at that time. Cassettes were all there was.
Of course.
At that time. Yes. That was a short period of time there when there were no more LPs, but the CDs hadn't really caught on. So John's album is on a cassette.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he unfortunately died in 1984, I believe it was.
Okay, so 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And he was only 48 years old.
Okay, I see.
And it's an awful shame that he didn't live longer, you know.
Yes.
But he didn't. There's nothing you can do about that. He had a heart attack.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, he had a heart attack. And God love him, I wish I could go that way.
Yes.
He died in his sleep. My wife and his wife, Katie, were great, great friends. They had been raised together within a mile of each other out in around Frankville, Ontario.
Okay, yes.
And my wife was a registered nurse. So Katie had made arrangements with Doris. Now, John had a history of heart attacks. He had several of them. And she made a deal with Katie that if Katie thought that John was in trouble, she would call Doris, my wife. So she went over, and sure enough, he was dead, and was just lying in bed. And Doris said, you know, he didn't suffer any pain.
I see.
Because she said if people have a heart attack and it's a painful one, they'll try to get out, you know, to get help, and they found them usually on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But Johnny just died in his sleep.
I see.
And that's the best you can hope for.
For sure.
It would be a good idea to play one that he wrote.
Yes.
The one called the Golden Triangle Reel.
Okay.
On there is a really good one. He wrote that. He wrote several of them. And that referred to the old... they used to talk about the triangle between Toronto, Hamilton, and London.
Okay, yes, I can see that.
As being the Golden Triangle, and that's we were playing up in that neighborhood, and that's why he named it that. But it's just a good fiddle tune.
Yes, for sure.
And we're going to have Johnny Woods come in here with the fiddle, and here's a number that Johnny wrote, and he dedicates it to the whole area around here, and calls it the Golden Triangle Reel. Here we go. Thank you.
very long ago. Let me relive again those sweet memories of my life in my Irish
country. Hello, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. From his home in Donegal, Ireland, to the capital of Canada, Ottawa, Ontario, I'd like to welcome y'all to an upcoming concert experience coming up on Wednesday, September 11th in the capital of Canada, Ottawa, Ontario. That'll be the night that international reclaimed star as well as best-selling artist Daniel O'Donnell will be coming to the National Arts Centre in Ottawa, Ontario. The doors open early and the show starts at 7 p.m., so this is going to be your chance to see a great musician and a longtime friend of yours and mine. Tickets start at $100, and you can contact the National Arts Center in Ottawa at their box office at 1-888-991-2787 for more information. This is going to be one night you're not going to want to miss with, yes, national acclaimed international star Daniel O'Donnell.
Relive again those sweet memories of my life in my Irish country home.
Now, friends, before we send us into the third and final hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree, I'd like to play a couple of recordings from last Saturday when I got the great chance to take in some amazing bluegrass music at the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival in Spencerville, Ontario. I'd like to play a couple of songs recorded live from that day at the festival, and this will feature the Country Gentlemen Tribute Band with their versions of none other than Behind the Waterfall, or also it could be called Secrets of the Waterfall, and also Bringing Mary Home, which is, to me, my favorite song of all time. And this band did an amazing version of both of these. I'd also like to thank the staff at the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival, especially Kim Wallace and his wife, for inviting me out to the great musical festival that they do once a year there. And so with that, here's the Country Gentlemen Tribute Band. Welcome in, friends, and we'll be back following this. Send us into the third and final hour.
Please welcome the Country Gentlemen Show.
Down by the waterfall,
said, my name is Mary, please won't you take me home. She must have been so frightened, alone there in the night. There was something strange about her, for her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and quiet in the back seat all alone. I never will forget that night I took Mary home. I pulled into the driveway where she told me to go.
There's a beautiful view.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to send us into the third and final hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree for this Sunday morning. As we do this, let's remember the legendary Norman Post of the Singing Post family from Prince Edward County, and an all-time classic favorite of mine from Norman's titled Picture of Jesus. Then we'll follow Norman Post with none other than another dear friend of mine, Ross Clow, who now lives in Kingston, Ontario here, but is originally from Verona, Ontario. And we're going to put this one out to Ross and his wife, but also to my dear friend Willie Lapointe in Verona, Ontario as well. And it's going to be Ross Clow in an all-time classic titled He Put His Loving Arms Around Me. Then we'll send us into the very top of the hour, of course, with none other than Tom Wilson and an all-time favorite from his gospel album titled Get Ready. With that, we'll be back on the other side of the hour. Good morning, friends, and good morning to my listeners out there in Radio World.
Picture hanging in my mother's home of a man whose hair is shaggy and his beard is cut long. His eyes are wide and friendly, looking deep into you. It's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too. It was placed there to greet you as you walked in the door, and the feeling of calmness like you've never felt before. You could reach out and touch it. You'd be invited to. It's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too. Every day it was taken down and cleaned with loving care. Then Mother read from the Bible and say a little prayer. She'd hold it close to her heart. Her eyes wet with tears. It's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too. Mother's gone on now to her reward. Up those golden stairs to stand beside her loved ones, who will one day meet her there. There's someone who will greet her in that very special place. It's the man in the picture. She'll meet him face to face. There's a picture hanging in my mother's home of a man whose hair is shaggy and his beard is cut long. His eyes are wide and friendly, looking deep into you. It's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too. Yes, it's a picture of Jesus. I know you'd love it too.
Through my life the Bible, here on the radio, that Jesus is our master everywhere we go. We must always trust him and live by the book, for he'll forgive the robbers, the sinners, and the crooks. Get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be ready when the trumpet sounds its cry. Don't be ashamed to stand, for God will take command. On the golden train to heaven we shall fly. Many years I've wandered in this old world alone, looking for a friend that I could call my own. But everywhere I turned, I cheated and I lied, until I found the Savior and got on the winning side. Get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be ready when the trumpet sounds its cry. Don't be ashamed to stand, for God will take command. On the golden train to heaven we shall fly. I'm going to leave this old world and it won't be very long. I'm going to be with Jesus in a better home. I know that he loves me, I can feel it in my soul. I wouldn't trade my place in glory for a mansion full of gold. Get ready for the coming of the Lord. Be ready when the trumpet sounds its cry. Don't be ashamed to stand, for God will take command. On the golden train to heaven we shall fly.
I was born beside that river, that mighty river, that rolling river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River is my home.
Well, now, friends, we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. We're just sitting on the other side of the 10 o'clock hour. That means one more great hour of country music for y'all next on the third and final hour at 10 o'clock here this morning. I'd like to remind y'all that we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, stationed in Cornwall, Ontario. Now it's being heard and carried over World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca, as well as carried over historic airways at CFRC 101.